Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. So, you know, we love these deep dives into company financials, and this one is particularly exciting. Today, we're diving into Novartis's Q3 2024 earnings report and presentation.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you actually sent these documents our way, so thank you for that, to help us break down the numbers and extract, you know, all the really valuable insights. We have an expert in all things pharma and finance.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say all things, but happy to lend my expertise here.
Well, you're much too modest. I've seen your work. It's impressive. Anyway, let's jump right into Novartis. The headline numbers are pretty impressive. 10% sales growth, 20% core operating income growth.
Yeah, Novartis is a company that always seems to find a way to outperform.
Right. And they've actually raised their financial outlook for the year, not just once, but three times now. What's driving this incredible success?
Well, a lot of it comes down to the strength of their core brands. Mm-hmm. Novartis has a real knack for developing those blockbuster drugs that meet, you know, critical medical needs. They've been incredibly successful at managing those brands over the long term.
Okay, let's talk about some of those blockbuster brands. Entresto, their heart failure medication. A 26% sales increase in Q3 is nothing to sneeze at.
No, not at all. Entresto is a fascinating case study in how to build a sustainable brand. It's been on the market for over a decade.
Wow, over a decade.
Yeah, and it's still showing consistent growth. Over 500,000 monthly prescriptions and ongoing global expansion. It really speaks to the drug's efficacy and the company's ability to, you know, maintain that momentum.
That's really impressive. But there's a ticking clock on Entresto's U.S. patent, right? It's set to expire in mid-2025. How is Novartis preparing for that?
Well, patent expirations are a reality of the pharmaceutical industry. Novartis is well aware of the potential impact. They're approaching it from multiple angles, diversifying their portfolio with new products, investing heavily in R&D to develop next-generation therapies, and preparing for the inevitable generic competition.
Makes sense. Speaking of a diversified portfolio, Cosentyx is another standout performer. 28% growth this quarter. What's fueling that growth?
Yeah, Cosentyx. It's an IL-17 inhibitor.
Right.
It's already the market leader in the U.S. We're seeing strong growth driven by new indications, particularly in hidradenitis suppurativa, or HS for short. It's a debilitating skin condition.
Oh, wow.
And the launch of new formulations, including intravenous options, is also expanding its reach.
It's incredible how they're finding new ways to utilize these drugs to address a wider range of conditions.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about creating a blockbuster drug. It's about maximizing its impact. And let's not forget Kesimpta, their multiple sclerosis treatment. It had stellar quarter as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kesimpta is quickly becoming a global force in MS treatment. It's already being used to treat over 100,000 patients worldwide, which is just incredible. And new data are reinforcing its benefits for both first-line and switch patients. The fact that there are no biosimilars in development yet gives it a significant advantage in the market.
Yeah, 28% growth, even higher when adjusted for a one-time event, definitely reflects that. Now, let's talk about a drug that's making serious waves in the fight against breast cancer. Kisqali.
It's a truly remarkable success story. It's already dominant in the metastatic breast cancer market, and now it's making a major push into the early breast cancer space.
And it seems like it's poised to dominate there as well. The recent FDA approval, positive European opinion, and the crucial Category 1 NCCN guideline recommendation all point to a bright future for Kisqali in this large and growing market.
What's particularly exciting is the potential for Kisqali to change the treatment paradigm in early breast cancer. The indication expansion doubles the number of eligible patients, and it's targeting a population three times larger than its competitor in this space.
It sounds like they're hitting all the right notes with Kisqali. Now, let's shift gears to Pluvicto, their prostate cancer treatment. It seems to be performing well, but the real excitement is building for the future.
Yeah, Pluvicto's performance in the post-taxane setting has been steady, with 50% growth this quarter. But the real game changer is expected to be the PSMA4 launch in 2025.
That's the one that's expected to triple the number of eligible patients, right? It sounds like Novartis is pulling out all the stops to prepare for this launch.
Absolutely. They're expanding their U.S. field force, launching a direct-to-consumer advertising campaign. And they're working to build capacity and referral systems to ensure a smooth and successful launch. It's a testament to their long-term vision and their commitment to meeting the needs of patients.
Pluvicto may not be making headlines right now, but it's definitely one to watch in the coming years. Now let's talk about a drug that's gaining serious momentum, especially outside the U.S., Leqvio.
Leqvio. It's a fascinating drug because it represents a paradigm shift in how we treat high cholesterol. Its unique mechanism of action, which involves silencing a specific gene, allows it to deliver long-lasting reductions in LDL cholesterol with just 2 injections per year.
2 injections per year.
That's right.
That's incredible. No wonder it's gaining traction, particularly in international markets where adherence to daily medications can be a challenge.
Exactly. And the numbers reflect this growing enthusiasm. Over 4,600 facilities are now ordering Leqvio. And it's making significant market share gains, particularly among patients who've already experienced a cardiac event.
It sounds like Leqvio has the potential to be a major player in the fight against heart disease. Now, before we move on, I want to touch on two other promising drugs in Novartis's portfolio.
Who?
Scemblix and Fabhalta.
Okay, sure.
What can you tell us about those?
So Scemblix is rapidly becoming the preferred treatment for third-line chronic myeloid leukemia, CML. It's showing impressive growth, 72% this quarter, and it's actually the market leader in new prescriptions. The upcoming FDA approval for first-line CML and global expansion plans suggest a bright future for this drug.
Wow. And what about Fabhalta?
Fabhalta is a groundbreaking treatment for paroxysmal nocturnal hemoglobinuria, or PNH.
Okay.
It's a very rare and serious blood disorder. It's the only oral monotherapy that effectively controls both types of hemolysis in PNH patients.
Right.
We're seeing strong uptake in the U.S., high compliance rates, and positive early signs of success internationally. And it also recently received accelerated approval in the U.S. for IgA nephropathy, which is a significant development.
It's heartwarming to see these innovative treatments making a difference in the lives of people facing these challenging conditions. But we have to acknowledge the elephant in the room. Novartis is facing some potential headwinds from upcoming patent expirations, particularly for Tasigna, Promacta, and, as we mentioned earlier, Entresto, likely in mid-2025. How concerned should investors be about this?
It's certainly something to keep an eye on. But you know Novartis has a long history of successfully navigating patent cliffs. They're not just sitting back and waiting for the inevitable. They're actively planning for the future.
They've emphasized that their long-term growth targets take these patent expirations into account. They're not trying to sugarcoat the situation. They're acknowledging the challenge and presenting a plan to overcome it.
Exactly. And a key part of that plan involves their robust pipeline of new drugs and therapies in development. Novartis is investing heavily in cutting-edge research, particularly in areas like gene therapy, cell therapy, and SIR-N technology. These are areas that hold immense promise for treating a wide range of diseases. And Novartis is positioning itself to be a leader in these fields.
We've talked a lot about the numbers and the science, but I want to step back for a moment and talk about the bigger picture. What does Novartis' success say about the state of the pharmaceutical industry as a whole?
Well, I think it highlights the fact that the pharmaceutical industry is incredibly dynamic and innovative. There's this constant push to develop new and better treatments for patients. And Novartis is a prime example of a company that's embracing that challenge.
They're not just reacting to the changing landscape. They're actively shaping it.
Absolutely. They're investing in the future. They're collaborating with others. And they're not afraid to take risks. It's an exciting time to be in this industry.
Before we wrap up this first part of our deep dive, I want to emphasize that Novartis' success isn't just about impressive financial results. It's about their dedication to both innovation and responsible business practices.
Yeah, they're taking a proactive approach to addressing those key issues facing the pharmaceutical industry, you know, from drug pricing to ethical business conduct. They're working to ensure that their innovations reach those who need them most while upholding the highest standards of integrity.
It's reassuring to see a company like Novartis leading the way in both medical advancement and corporate responsibility. But there's more to this story. We'll be back in the next part of our deep dive to explore Novartis's long-term vision and their strategic preparations for the challenges that lie ahead.
Novartis is setting a high bar for the industry, for sure. It's not just about developing, groundbreaking treatments. It's about doing so in a way that's ethical, sustainable, and benefits patients, healthcare systems, and society as a whole.
It's a holistic approach that recognizes the interconnectedness of all those factors. Now let's dig a bit deeper into their long-term vision. We've touched on the patent cliff issue, but how are they planning to maintain their growth trajectory beyond those expirations?
Well, a key part of their strategy is that robust pipeline we talked about earlier. Novartis is investing heavily in cutting-edge research, particularly in areas like gene therapy, cell therapy, and siRNA technology. You know, these are areas with the potential to revolutionize how we treat a wide range of diseases, from cancer to rare genetic disorders.
Those are some seriously exciting areas of research. It feels like we're on the cusp of a new era in medicine. And Novartis is positioning itself to be a major player.
They're not just dipping their toes in the water. They're diving headfirst into these transformative technologies. And it's not just about the science. They're also actively working to shape the regulatory landscape for these new therapies.
That's so important. It's not enough to develop groundbreaking treatments. You have to make sure they can actually reach the patients who need them. And that brings us to another crucial issue, drug pricing. It's a hot-button topic, and Novartis is taking a proactive approach.
They recognize that the cost of prescription drugs is a major concern for patients, healthcare providers, and policymakers alike. You know, they're striving to strike a balance between making their innovations affordable while also ensuring they have the resources to continue investing in groundbreaking research.
It's a delicate balancing act, for sure, and one that requires a long-term perspective. Novartis seems to understand that short-term profits shouldn't come at the expense of their reputation or their commitment to patient access.
Absolutely. They're taking a more holistic view, recognizing that their long-term success is intertwined with the well-being of society as a whole.
And that brings us to another aspect of their long-term vision, their commitment to responsible business practices. It's not just lip service. They're taking concrete actions to address issues like ethical business conduct, environmental sustainability, and diversity and inclusion.
They're embedding these values into every aspect of their operations, from their supply chains to their clinical trials. It's not just about doing the right thing. It's about building a sustainable and resilient business that can thrive in the long term.
It's refreshing to see a company that's so focused on doing well by doing good. But let's not forget that Novartis is also a publicly traded company. They have a responsibility to their shareholders to deliver strong financial performance.
And they're certainly delivering on that front. Mm-hmm. Their recent performance, 10% sales growth, 20% core operating income growth, and a raised financial outlook speaks for itself. They're demonstrating that it's possible to be both profitable and purpose-driven.
They're not just talking the talk. They're walking the walk. And they're inviting investors to join them on this journey. They're hosting a Meet Novartis Management event in London next month, where investors can hear firsthand about their strategic vision and future plans.
It's a chance for investors to get a behind-the-scenes look at the company and to engage in a dialogue with the leadership team. I'm sure there will be a lot of interest in their peak sales outlook for their key brands.
Given their strong performance this quarter, I wouldn't be surprised if we see some upward revisions to those estimates. But no company operates in a vacuum. The pharmaceutical industry is constantly evolving, with new challenges and opportunities emerging all the time. How is Novartis adapting to these changes?
One of the key ways they're adapting is by embracing new technologies and approaches to drug development. We've already talked about their investments in gene therapy, cell therapy, and siRNA, but they're also exploring other cutting-edge areas like artificial intelligence and digital health.
It sounds like they're leaving no stone unturned in their quest to find new and better ways to treat disease. They're not afraid to challenge the status quo and to push the boundaries of what's possible in medicine.
And that's precisely what's needed in an industry that's facing increasing pressure to deliver more innovative and affordable treatments. Novartis is setting a great example for other companies to follow.
They're not just a company, they're a catalyst for change. Now let's zoom out even further and talk about the human impact of all this. It's easy to get caught up in the numbers and the science, but at the end of the day, it's all about people.
You're absolutely right. Behind every data point, every clinical trial, every new drug approval, there are real people whose lives are being impacted. Novartis' work is ultimately about alleviating suffering, improving quality of life, and extending lifespans.
And they're doing it on a global scale. Their medicines and therapies are reaching millions of people around the world.
Yeah.
From those with rare diseases to those with common conditions like heart disease and cancer.
Yeah, it's easy to lose sight of that human element when we're talking about financial reports and quarterly earnings. But it's the most important part of the story.
Absolutely. And it's a story that's still being written. Novartis is constantly innovating, evolving, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible in healthcare. It's an exciting time to be following their journey.
And it's a journey that's having a profound impact on the lives of people all over the world.
But as inspiring as their story is, it's important to remember that the pharmaceutical industry isn't without its challenges. There are valid concerns about drug pricing, access to care, and the influence of big pharma on healthcare policy.
Those are important issues that need to be addressed. But what sets Novartis apart is that they're not shying away from these challenges. They're actively engaging in discussions about drug pricing, working to expand access to care for underserved populations, and striving to be a more transparent and accountable company.
They're not just paying lip service to these issues. They're taking concrete actions to be a part of the solution.
And that's what gives me hope for the future of the pharmaceutical industry. If more companies follow Novartis's lead, I think we can create a healthcare system that's truly equitable, sustainable, and accessible to all.
That's a vision worth striving for. Now, we've talked a lot about Novartis's commitment to responsible business practices, but what does that actually look like in practice?
Well, it takes many forms. For example, Novartis has been a vocal advocate for healthcare reform, pushing for policies that promote innovation while also ensuring affordability and access for patients.
They're not just sitting on the sidelines. They're actively trying to shape the debate and push for positive change.
Exactly. And they're also putting their money where their mouth is. They've implemented a number of programs to make their medicines more affordable, including patient assistance programs and value-based pricing models.
So they're not just talking about affordability. They're actually taking steps to make it a reality for patients.
Right. And they're also making significant investments in research and development to address unmet medical needs, particularly in areas like tropical diseases and neglected diseases that affect some of the world's poorest populations.
It's impressive to see a company that's so committed to both scientific advancement and social responsibility.
They're not just focused on their bottom line. They're thinking about the bigger picture and how they can use their resources to make a positive impact on the world.
It's a reminder that businesses can be both successful and responsible. It's inspiring to see a company that's not just chasing profits, but actively working to make a positive impact on the world. But let's shift gears a bit. We've talked about Novartis's impressive track record and future plans, but they're not operating in a vacuum. What are some of the broader trends and challenges facing the pharmaceutical industry, and how is Novartis navigating those?
Well, one of the biggest trends we're seeing is the rise of personalized medicine. The idea is to tailor treatments to an individual's specific genetic makeup and lifestyle factors. It's a move away from the one-size-fits-all approach to medicine, and it has the potential to revolutionize how we treat a wide range of diseases.
That sounds like something straight out of science fiction. But how is that playing out in the real world?
We're already seeing personalized medicine being used in cancer treatment. Doctors can use genetic testing to determine which therapies are most likely to be effective for a particular patient. And as our understanding of genetics and disease progresses, we're likely to see personalized medicine become even more prevalent in other areas of healthcare.
That's incredibly exciting. But I imagine it also presents some challenges for pharmaceutical companies like Novartis.
Yeah, you're right. Developing personalized therapies requires a different approach to research and development. It's not just about finding a drug that works for the average patient. It's about understanding how a drug might work differently for different individuals. This involves collecting and analyzing vast amounts of data, developing new diagnostic tools, and working closely with healthcare providers to personalize treatment plans.
It sounds incredibly complex, but Novartis seems to be embracing this challenge.
Absolutely. They've been investing heavily in genomics research and data analytics, and they're partnering with leading institutions to develop those personalized therapies. They understand that this is the future of medicine, and they're committed to being at the forefront of this revolution.
It's reassuring to know that they're not just resting on their laurels, but are actively looking ahead and preparing for the future. But personalized medicine is just one of many trends shaping the pharmaceutical landscape. What are some of the other challenges and opportunities that Novartis is facing?
Well, another major challenge is the rising cost of healthcare. As populations age and chronic diseases become more prevalent, the demand for healthcare services is increasing. This puts a strain on healthcare budgets worldwide. and it's forcing pharmaceutical companies to rethink their pricing strategies and to find new ways to demonstrate the value of their products.
Yeah, it's a delicate balancing act. They need to make sure their innovations are affordable while also ensuring they have the resources to continue investing in research and development.
Exactly. Novartis is exploring a variety of approaches to address this challenge, including value-based pricing models, where the price of a drug is linked to its effectiveness in treating a particular patient. They're also working to improve the efficiency of their operations and to reduce the overall cost of bringing new drugs to market.
It sounds like they're taking a very strategic and forward-thinking approach. But beyond the financial challenges, are there any other hurdles that Novartis is facing?
One of the biggest hurdles is the increasing complexity of the regulatory environment. The approval process for new drugs is becoming increasingly rigorous, and there's a growing emphasis on patient safety and data transparency. This is adding time and cost to the drug development process, and it's making it more challenging for companies to bring new innovations to market.
So it's not just about developing groundbreaking treatments. It's also about navigating a complex web of regulations and demonstrating the safety and efficacy of those treatments to regulators around the world.
Precisely. And Novartis is adapting to this new reality by investing in their regulatory affairs capabilities, building stronger relationships with regulatory agencies, and conducting more robust clinical trials to generate the data needed to support their applications.
It's clear that Novartis is operating in a very dynamic and challenging environment. But despite these challenges, they seem to be thriving. What do you think sets them apart from other pharmaceutical companies?
I think it comes down to a few key factors. First, they have a deep commitment to scientific innovation. They're constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible in medicine, and they're not afraid to invest in high-risk, high-reward research.
They're not just following the trends, they're setting them.
Exactly. Second, they have a strong global presence and a deep understanding of different healthcare systems around the world. This allows them to tailor their products and strategies to meet the specific needs of different markets.
So they're not just a Swiss company, they're a global healthcare leader.
Right. And third, I think they have a strong culture of collaboration and partnership. They're not trying to do everything themselves. They're actively seeking out partnerships with other companies, academic institutions, and patient advocacy groups. They understand that the best way to solve complex healthcare challenges is to work together.
It sounds like they're really embodying the spirit of it takes a village. Now, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from Novartis's impressive Q3 performance to their long-term vision for the future. What are some of the key takeaways you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I think the biggest takeaway is that Novartis is a company that's on the move. They're not resting on their past successes. They're constantly looking ahead and preparing for the future. They're investing in groundbreaking research, embracing new technologies, and taking a proactive approach to addressing the challenges facing the pharmaceutical industry. And they're doing all of this while remaining committed to their core values of innovation, responsibility, and patient focus.
That's a powerful message. So to our listeners, what are your thoughts on Novartis? Do you share our enthusiasm for their work and their vision for the future? We'd love to hear your perspectives. Share your thoughts on social media using hashtag TheDeepDive, and let's keep the conversation going.
We're always eager to hear from our listeners.
And until next time, keep diving deep.
This is the Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.